Hello and welcome to SLG TV. I'm Josh Robinson.
And I'm Dave Golub.
Today we're going to introduce some of the great new changes to Power BI. These changes build on the great foundation that was already in place, but introduce all kinds of great new functionality. Dave, in terms of web-based components, what's new?
Yeah, Josh, there are some great upgrades that have been released to the Power BI platform. First, Power BI dashboards that are in preview. The great thing about these dashboards is they're not only visually appealing and fully interactive, but they're really easy to build.
Dave, that sounds great. Can you actually demo some of those dashboards for us?
Yeah, I'd love to. So Josh, here's the new Power BI dashboard. And right away you'll notice some interesting things. Like for example, all the data sets are down here. And this is just kind of the dashboard authoring experience. But you'll notice that there's just a number of data sources we make it extremely easy to access from your good old Excel workbooks all the way to Salesforce data. And certainly we'll be adding many other data sets to this as the product comes out of preview.
Great.
And we come back up here, then you'll find your reports. And I have a number of different compelling reports. You can write within this experience, author reports directly from the browser. Here's one that I have that looks at California decedent data. So very compelling visualizations. We've provided a number of new chart types. As you can see, we have support for dual access, interactive mapping. It's really a compelling platform.
Dave, what if I wanted to move one of these reports onto a dashboard?
Perfect. So let's look at what that experience looks like. So I can create a dashboard. And now you can just see a blank canvas here. And let's go back to that report that I just had.
Okay.
And now all I have to do is just simply highlight one of these visualizations and then come up here and pin this to the dashboard. I can come down here and do the same with this particular visualization. And we let you know these have been pinned to the dashboard. And now if I go back to the dashboard, there they are. And I can resize these. They're fully interactive. Here's a more fully blown dashboard right here. This is for Washington Labor and Industry. These particular visualizations represent claims where we predict they'll be open 180 days or more. But you can see I have a number of different visualization types on this screen. I can, of course, click on any one of these visualizations and it will then take me back to the report that it originated in. And then I can flip through more detailed information, drill through. It's all fully interactive. It's really a very visually compelling platform, incredibly easy to use. And just like I said, the number of charts and graphs and grids has gone up threefold. And we're continuing to add to that library.
More on the way.
More on the way.
Great.
Very, very interesting stuff.
So Dave, one of the things I noticed as you worked through the demo is that it's incredibly fast. And I think a lot of that's due to the HTML5 based rendering engine that we've got.
Absolutely.
In Power BI.
Mm-hmm.
We could probably spend the whole episode just looking at the great new things in the dashboards, but what are some of the other things that are new in Power BI?
One of the great things about Power BI has been that you could author reports from Excel. That is not changing, but we're adding a rich authoring experience called Power BI Designer. Another really compelling aspect of the platform is that you can do all of your authoring directly from the browser as well.
So the same Power Query, Power Pivot, and Power View experience that users are accustomed to in Excel is also available in Power BI Designer and to some extent on the web as well.
Yeah. All the powers the customers are used to are exact same experience.
Great. So what's new with data sources for Power BI?
So we have a direct connection to analysis services in the Power BI preview. A customer's data can live in analysis services on premises or even on a VM in the cloud, and they can connect on demand from their Power BI reports and the dashboards in the cloud directly to that on-prem data source. Now, analysis services tabular model will be the initial data source supported, but there'll be others in the future.
So that's a great on-prem to the cloud story for data. What about those customers who have implemented row-level security in analysis services? How do we handle that?
Yeah, and that's a really compelling part as well. The great thing about this analysis services connector is that we will honor your identity all the way to the back-end database, so you'll only see what you're supposed to see.
Finally, what about customers who prefer to deliver their BI through an on-prem SharePoint solution? Power BI is cloud-based. How do we handle bringing that experience to SharePoint customers?
Great question. Because of the new Power BI has a rich API and the ability to embed in other websites, not only can we deliver it on-prem SharePoint, customers will be able to surface Power BI in any custom apps that they develop.
Great. Dave, thank you so much for sharing all this with us today. The great news is that even though this is in preview, customers don't have to wait. They can go to www.powerbi.com/dashboards, and they can try out all this functionality today. On behalf of Dave and myself, thank you so much for joining us today to learn about all the great new features coming to Power BI. And please keep an eye out for future episodes of SLG TV.